Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. I am the host of Radio Entrepreneurs and the CEO of Mage LLC, a management consulting firm in the Boston area. Having worked with over 700 leaders over many years to help them build more successful organizations, but it's not about me. It's all about my guest today, and we weekly like to check in with the fabulous Mark Z, president of Mark Z Legal Staffing, for our Mark Z moment. Welcome back, Mark.
Thanks, Jeff. Great to be here. Great to talk about key subjects. And I think our listeners should also know about you that you do consulting, but I think you're very modest. You work with some of the top law firms in the city and some of the best rainmaker partners and associates that that need good counseling and help in how to develop their business. So you've been very successful, and it's fun to be able to collaborate you on a show where my part mainly is dealing with attorneys.
Well, thank you very much. And I do love strategy and I do love sales within strategy. It's a very important part of business. You always want to make sure people are delivering the best they can when they're the appropriate party to do the work. So,
Absolutely.
Mark, I remember our last interview. I think it was like top 10 best Mark Z interviews ever. But what do you have in store for us today?
Well, I thought we would talk about as the market is loosening a little bit in certain areas, the contract temporary attorney space, particularly experienced attorneys that for one reason or another are now available. And it's a great way for some firms or companies to evaluate their needs or the projects they're working on. And it's a very good way to hire talented people. We've not been in that position for a long time because of the economy. And a lot of companies and firms tell me, I really love to have somebody come in and be able to evaluate their background and give them a chance to evaluate us. And I think I've told you that we always look at our business as a laboratory of employment and be able to look at situations. And lately, we've had some situations where we've had some projects where somebody is going out for paternity or maternity leave, family leave, and a candidate comes in. They say to us, we need an experienced person. And it's very difficult to get a candidate like this. And it's a great way if somebody is not working to come in, show what they can do, who has the experience, and potentially be hired for the firm. I'm not talking about somebody that hasn't been practicing or hasn't been at a firm or a company for a long time that doesn't have that skill set. I'm talking about an experienced person who, one way or another, is not working and they have a chance to make some money because they're not working. And at the same time, by handling the project, at the same time, they're able to show what they can do to a major firm or a company. And if they do a good job, have the potential of being hired. At the same time, a law firm or a company will be able to really evaluate their talent. And as you know, they spend a lot of money. It's a huge investment to hire somebody. Then, if that person is doing a good job and they know their stuff and they fit into their culture, it's a no-brainer sometimes saying, well, now we can invest in that person.
I always believe in dating before marriage. And to get married and take a job and then have it be the wrong job is the worst thing for a person's career and for a business. It costs a lot of money. It's a lot of wasted resources. And as a consultant, I'm a big proponent of me doing projects for companies because I know within the first month or 2 months, can I help them? Do they really want to work with me? Do they really want to embrace change, growth, whatever it is? Because a lot of people talk the talk, but they can't do the walk. And if the temporary to work is always the best way for both parties. So I'm supporting you 100%.
No, it's the timing is very good now, because you have certain firms that have done some revamping or restructuring because they overhired last year, and a lot of maybe mid-sized firms or smaller firms or people that maybe have stepped out a couple of years ago and now want to come back in. There are all different reasons, but they still have hands-on, very good experience, and this is a good way to be hired. And for employees, prospective employees, I'm saying, as you said, you don't want to make a career mistake. Here's a great way to evaluate a role. And for firms and companies, here's a great way of seeing somebody in action and be able to evaluate them and then make a decision that will probably help them save a lot of money because they had the dating before you get married for both sides. And it's very effective, and the market in certain sectors can do that now.
It works, and that's good. And you are good at helping people to work. And I do like law firms. I love the intellectual challenge of law firms and helping them to be more successful. Mark, if somebody's looking for you and wants to have more information for you on part time and full time and temporary, whatever, how do they find you?
Well, first of all, Jeff, go to our wonderful Radio Entrepreneurs Net website, radioentrepreneurs.com. Google Mark Z, M-A-R-C, the letter Z, it will come right up. Go to markzlegal.com, M-A-R-C-Z, LEGAL.com, or 617-338-1300.
I know who to call if I need help, and others should learn that as well. Remind
Thank you.
everybody, Mark Z is on Radio Entrepreneurs every week. Thank you very much, Mark. We'll be back after this break.